But first, it's worthwhile to hear what those infected with the Manichaean doctrine say on this matter, who are both enemies to the truth and wage war against their own salvation. What then do these men argue? They assert that when Paul speaks of death here, he means nothing more than our state of being in sin, and by resurrection he refers to our liberation from our sins. Do you see how weak error is? How it is trapped by its own logic, not needing any external battles, but rather it undermines itself from within? Take these men, for example. See how they have trapped themselves within their own statements. Since if being in sin is the equivalent of death, and as they believe, Christ did not take a body and yet died, then according to their logic, he was in sin. For I indeed argue that he took upon a body and his death was that of a human form, but you, denying this, will be forced to concede the alternative. But if he were in sin, how then could he declare, "Which of you convicts me of sin? And the prince of this world comes and has nothing in me." And again, thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. How could he die for sinners if he himself was in sin? For one who dies for sinners should surely be without sin. If he too is sinful, how can he die for other sinners? But if for other sins he died, then he died being without sin. And if being without sin he died, then he died not the death of sin, for how could he do so without sin, but rather the death of the human form? Which is why Paul did not simply say he died, but went on to say for our sins, leading these heretics, however unwilling they might be, to the admission of his physical death, and also indicating through this that before his death he was without sin. For it follows logically that the one who dies for the sins of others must himself be without sin.